FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African government has appealed for the United States, Israel, and Iran to resolve their disputes through dialogue. In a statement released yesterday, the presidency said it's concerned by America's entry into the Israel-Iran war. Over the weekend, US President Donald Trump confirmed that he ordered airstrikes on Iran's main nuclear sites. But the South African government says it hopes Trump uses his influence to stop the conflict, which has already killed over 500 people. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
South Africa calls on the United States, Israel and Iran to give the United Nations the opportunity and space to lead on the peaceful resolution of matters of dispute, including the inspection and verification of Iran's status of uranium enrichment, as well as its broader nuclear capacity.
Political parties have also reacted to the conflict. EFF leader Julius Malema says Iran must be protected by international bodies.
We reject the bullying of this nation by the United States, Israel and its allies. And we stand by their right to defend themselves by any means necessary. Let Israel finally have a taste of the devastation and violence it has perpetrated in Gaza.
The MK party says America's aggression executed without United Nations authorization constitutes a direct violation of international law. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General has warned the US bombing of Iran marks a dangerous escalation in the Middle East. Antonio Guterres has said countries must work together to halt the fighting and return to serious talks. France, Germany and the UK are urging both parties to return to the negotiating table. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he spoke to Trump about the threat posed to Israel by Tehran.
I told him of our need to act. He understood it very well. And I knew that when push comes to shove, he would do the right thing. He would do the right thing for America. He would do the right thing for the free world. He would do the right thing for civilization.
Back home, Durban police say no arrests have been made in the alleged kidnapping case of a well-known KZN digital content creator. Last week, the family of Simthande Myeza, popularly known as Magatangtini, released a statement claiming he was abducted while using an e-hailing service in Umbilo. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nichiunda says Myeza realized something was wrong when the driver began taking a different route.
And along the way, two other men got into the vehicle and the three men took the victim to a house where he was reportedly made to withdraw an undisclosed amount of money. He was also forced to solicit money from family and friends.
In another statement released over the weekend, the family says the law must take its course. They say Myeza now remains in a safe place where he's surrounded by family and friends. In other news, Teachers Union SATU has called on its members to ignore the guidelines for the implementation of the Bella Act, calling them unlawful. The Basic Education Minister recently released the implementation guidelines on school languages and admissions. SATU spokesperson Nomsa Cembe says school governing bodies must demand the full implementation of the Bella regulations.
The regulations had to be formulated to implement some of the sections. So we are expecting the minister to look at that process. She's not supposed to be putting in place those guidelines.
Durban 24, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.